day of Ruby Bridges. At 6 years old, Ruby would become the first African-American student to attend an all-white Southern elementary school. Little Ruby braved violent protest as she was escorted to class by her mother and U.S. Marshals. Thanks for listening one-to-one. I'm Lisa. Have an awesome day. Did you sleep well? If you didn't, I can help you find the remedy with Final Expense. Compare plans and lock in your lowest premium rate today. No exam required. And sleep better knowing everything is taken care of. Visit LifeWiseConcepts.com. That's LifeWiseConcepts.com for more information. Or an agent can speak with you now at 225-395-0959.
He's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
No need to worry.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's gonna be all right, for you got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Mount Olive. Praise God. He's worthy to be praised. He's brought us from a mighty long way. He's still bringing us. Call his name. There's healing in his name. Forgiveness in his name. Love in his name. Call his name this morning. Jesus. Father, we thank you for this precious moment you have given us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this choir. How they have sung the songs of Zion this morning. Thank you for the devotion. Brothers in the word and prayer, thank you for this congregation that has been praising you all morning long. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's dwelling richly in your house this morning. We can feel you. Thank you. We just say thank you. Lord, we lift up Brother Sanders. In the name of Jesus, pray for healing, comfort him, bless him, in the name of Jesus. Lift up Deborah. You know what she's going through with. Touch her body now, Lord, a hand of healing. Demetrius Bell, we pray, Lord, that you Heal this young man. This morning, Lord. Sister Sheila, touch now, Lord. God, it's just so many right in our community. We know you're a doctor, never lost a patient. We know you're still in the healing business, the delivering business. You are still all powerful. Now, Lord, bless me. Give me a word to give to thy people. Create me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Restore the joy of thy salvation. In Jesus' glorious and precious name we do pray. Amen. To Evangelist Lavallee and to the officers and this great congregation and to this awesome choir. Heaven, that has been magnificent this morning. Amen. They have been awesome. They have allowed the Holy Spirit to use them. And I thank God for them. It just does your heart good when the choir is on fire, the devotion is on fire, the prayer service is on fire. You just got fire burning everywhere. And I'm happy to see Brother Elroy. Thank God he's in our midst this morning. Just thank God for him. And our young people saying, I don't know, I'm sorry to say it, but I don't know Sam's daughter's name. Kendy. Amen. Kendy? Kenzie? Okay. Forgive me if I didn't say it just right. And Miss Ray Lynn, amen. She's studying to be a nurse, so as I keep on aching, I'm going to need her assistance of compassion. Amen. 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 We're going to have people in this congregation to help us as we grow older. Amen. Miss Bree is in the house this morning. And these young people just growing up so fast. They were born since I've been here. I must be getting a little younger, huh? Amen. Just happy to see all the faces that's present. I want to talk to us this morning from the book of Genesis, the book of beginning, generational book. And I'm going to try from chapter 5, Genesis 5, beginning at verse 21. Genesis, the book of beginning, 5, and verse 21. And the word of our Lord says, Enos lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enos walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 365 years. A year of years. And Enos walked with God and was not, for God took him. May God bless the reader and hearer of his divine word. My brothers and my sisters, whether you and I realize it or not, we are on our way out. And this life you and I are living will not last forever. according to the word of God, it is appointed a man to die, and then the judgment.
Amen.
And since that is true, there stands reason that everyone needs a good exit strategy.
Amen.
A good plan of departure from this life. Now, we spend much time and much money with plans for living this life. We buy life insurance. We pay in the retirement accounts. We try to eat good, healthy. The cosmetic world is a multi-billion dollar world, and not only women has got their face made up, but us men are doing it too.
Amen. That's right.
No matter how pretty our hair is, we still have to add some more to it. Because we want to look good.
Right.
In this life.
Come on now.
And nothing wrong with that now. Don't get upset with me. Nothing wrong with that. I like to see you looking good.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But the point I'm saying is that we spend all of this time and all of this money for a life that's only temporary. But I want to talk to you this morning about spending some time making an exit plan from this life.
Yes, sir.
Because we're on our way out.
Yes.
All right.
Now, plan to exit this world. Saved. Plan to exit saved.
Amen. Amen.
Because it's very important.
Yes, sir.
Because you have two destinations.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You're either going to heaven if you're saved, or you're going to hell if you're lost.
Amen.
No in between, but you're going to one or the other, but you have to plan your exit in order to be saved when you leave.
Amen.
Now, God sometimes allows events to happen in order to awaken us to salvation. Isaiah said, in the year King Uzziah died, also I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Yes,
it took the death of Uzziah to wake up the eyes of Isaiah.
Yes,
but whatever it has taken to wake up your eyes, it's important that your eyes are open.
Yes.
Paul had a great light
that
knocked him down and blinded him. And he cried out, what must I do now? But in us here, it seemed like that his change started after the birth of his son. It's right there in the text. Enos lived 65 years and begot. Can't hardly get his name out of my mouth. Methuselah.
Yes, sir.
And verse 22. Enos walked with God after Methuselah was born.
Yes.
Not before, not but after. And the text says he didn't walk behind God, he didn't walk before God, but he walked with God.
Yes.
And the Bible only gives us a record of two men that walked with God.
Yes.
Enos walked with God and Noah walked with God. Well, it could be that the child name reflected upon what was going to happen to the nation. For the child name means when he is gone, it will come. So you do the math, you'll find that Methuselah died the very year the flood of Genesis chapter 6 through 8. And apparently Enos was made to understand that the death of his son would signal the destruction of the world. But he walked with God.
Yeah.
What does it mean to walk with God? He was devoted to God. He was dedicated to God. He obeyed the word of God. And God was his whole focus. Because Hebrew tells us that by faith, and that's the only way he could walk with God. He trusted in God. Because by faith, Enos walked with God and was translated. In other words, he didn't die. But God transferred him. One writer said one day he was walking along and God said, you're closer to my house than you is yours, so come on home with me. But all that I'm saying that your exit plan ought to be that you are saved, that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the key. And on his way that Enoch could walk with God was that he had to please God. And Hebrew tells us that that was his testimony.
Come on now.
He pleased God.
Yes, sir. That's right.
The folks around him, they could say, yeah, Brother Eno, please God.
Come on now.
Can they say you trust God? Can they say that your faith and your trust is in the Lord and the Lord alone?
Come on. Amen.
He walked with God.
Yes.
He didn't walk around God.
No, sir.
He didn't walk behind God. But he walked with God because his faith was in God.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, you must plan to exit this world suddenly.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Because you don't know when, where, or how. That's why it's so important to have an exit plan to be saved and to exit this world suddenly. Just the other day, I was on my way to sharing in swearing in ceremony of a friend of mine over in Pineville, and I found myself at Red Peach Inn. Someone that was gravely ill, and while there, I got a phone call, and then I found myself at Crystal St. Francis. All of this was just suddenly. And I didn't get to go to the swearing-in service. No, I didn't get there. This was more important than that. And my friend shared with someone, said, well, that's the job of a pastor. He used to be with his people. And so death is going to come to all of us, but we don't know when. But Enos walked with God, and he wasn't worried about death because he was with God 24/7. Now, he didn't just walk with God on Sunday now.
That's right.
During the 11 o'clock hour of Sunday school.
All right.
And then once he exit, he just kept on. Keeping on. But the Bible says he walked with God. And then at verse 22 say that he walked with God after he begat, because of 300 years and begat sons and daughters. He walked with God for 300 years.
Yes, sir.
But was he walked with God continuously because he didn't know how suddenly death was going to be. Then death is not only suddenly, but it's selected. Because Jesus is coming for his people.
Yes, sir. Come on now. Amen.
He's coming for those that are saved. Those whose robes have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. He's coming for those whose name is on the Lamb Book of Life. He's coming for a select group.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
That's the word?
Yes, sir. That's the word.
Those that are saved.
Amen.
Not only that, but it's serious.
Yes.
That's why your plan to exit this world ought to be is suddenly And you ought to be serious about it, because that will be the end of the church age.
Yes, sir.
When Jesus comes back.
Yes, sir. That's it.
That'll be it.
Yes, sir.
Why won't be singing down here? They'll be singing in glory.
Come on now. Yeah. Come on.
I won't be preaching down here, nor will I be preaching up there. I will be seeing and listening to Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. There you go.
It'll be too late.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Because it'll be all over.
Yes.
So we must plan to exit this world suddenly.
Yeah.
In other words, you ought to be ready.
Come on. Come on now.
No matter what.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Be prepared. No matter what. I heard Paul say the other day that I have fought a good fight.
Yes, sir.
I didn't fight and stop, but I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
I stayed in the ring till it was all over. I finished my course. I ran the distance that God had given me to run. And I kept the faith all the way to the end. And my time of departure is at hand. In other words, Paul said, I'm ready now.
Yeah, right.
I've done it all for the Lord.
Come on now.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
That's why we have to be.
That's right.
Ready and prepared.
Yeah.
No, I ain't in no hurry. Mm-hmm. I know you ain't in no hurry.
No.
But we need to be ready.
Yeah.
Because we don't know if we're going to make it back home today.
That's right. That's right.
You need a plan.
Amen.
Leave this world safe. Leave this world suddenly. Then finally, you need to exit this world serving.
Amen.
Saved suddenly, be prepared to leave suddenly. And you must exit the world serving.
Uh-huh.
We're to serve the God called us home.
Yes, sir.
And we can see in the text that Enos walked with God. Now, that was not Enos' testimony of his life, but that was the testimony of the Holy Spirit concerning Enos' life.
Amen.
God looked at Enos' life and saw a man whose life pleased God.
Yes, sir. That's right.
All the way to the end.
To the end. That's right.
Not only that, but he had a visible walk with God.
Yes, sir.
It would seem that Enos lived a life that demonstrated the faith that was in his heart.
Yes, sir.
He didn't talk one way and live another.
Amen.
But he consistently, constantly, and completely walked with God.
Yeah.
Walked with God for 300 years.
Amen.
That's a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
To walk right. with God.
Sure will.
300 years.
Yes, sir.
That's a long time.
Long time.
He lived 365 years.
Yes, sir.
A year of years. Yeah. But there's 365 days in a year.
Yes, sir.
But all of his life,
come on now.
After his child was born, he walked with God.
He walked with God.
And you know, in the old life, most folks that were saved when I was coming up as a kid, they didn't go back to doing what they were doing when they was lost.
Yeah.
No.
You saw a change in their life.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen.
If they was a gambler, they didn't go back and gamble no more. If they drank, they didn't go back to drinking no more. Drunkenness. Whatever it was. Now, they wasn't perfect. I'm not saying that.
Amen.
But those things that you had seen in their lives, you didn't see that no more.
Amen. Amen.
That was a change.
That was a change.
And you could see it.
Amen.
I remember a young man at St. Matthew. God got a hold of him. It was awesome. You saw it. And he loved to sing.
Yeah.
And he set the church on fire. We'd go other places with Reverend Green, and he'd take the choir song. Choir be singing. Next day you know, he up there in the choir, and the choir would sit down.
Yeah.
You saw a change.
Amen.
That was his gift.
Amen.
And he utilized it all the way to God called him home.
Amen.
Visible walk.
Not
only that, but Enos had a vocal walk with God. Because Jude, verse 14 through 15 tells us that Enos was a prophet.
Yeah.
He was the world's first prophet, and he preached to the people of his generation. He preached about the coming judgment and the need for repentance.
Amen.
He gave the word of God until God called him home. Just think about it. 300 years, Enos preached.
Yeah.
Same sermon. Judgment is coming.
That's right.
You need to repent.
Amen.
Just like Noah. Same sermon. Uh-huh. It's going to rain. 120 years, it's going to rain. But he had planned his exit. He was saved. And he planned his exit knowing that he would leave here suddenly. And he left him serving.
Amen.
Doing the will of God. That's all that I'm saying, my daughter. That we must plan our exit, not just plan our living. Because this is temporary. We are sojourners. We are aliens. We are not home yet, but we are on our way home. I'm reminded of the story of a missionary that came home and been overseas for many years. The same ship that he was on, the president was on. And when the president came off, the bands began to play, crowds began to sing, and people in the crowd began to holler and wave and what have you. And as the missionary came off, there was silence. Nobody said a word. Nobody welcomed him home. As he come off the ship, he looked inside, and stranger on the side looked at him and said, "What's wrong?" He said, "They was here for the president." What did he do? He didn't do nothing but travel. But I was over there saving souls. I was over there serving God. I was over there doing what was right. But nobody welcomed me home. Stranger looked at him and said, "Well, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't made it home yet. This is not your home. But oh, when you get to heaven, the angels will shout, glory, glory, glory. We are not home here. We are on our way home. And Jesus has prepared a place for us." Then he said in his word, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in the Father, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places. And I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also, and I will return to receive you." He's got a place prepared for us in heaven.
Come on now.
What I like about the Bible say is mansions. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Not a little bit of houses, but mansions. You know mansions are big.
Come on.
And they're individually. Everybody got a mansion. Brother Brown got a mansion. Brother Newsom got a mansion. Brother Arthur got a mansion. Evangelist Lavery, she got a mansion. All of my Lally got a mansion in heaven prepared for you. Because of what happened at Calvary.
Come on now.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's where Jesus went one Friday.
Come on. Come on now.
One Friday morning.
Yes, sir.
Hung him up high.
Come on now.
Stretched him out wide. Yes. But oh, they forgot what he said. "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." He died.
Didn't he do it?
He died for you and me. He died for our sin. They laid him in a barbed tomb. But early Sunday morning, my rock in the weary land, my Alpha and Omega, my beginning and end, my rose of Sharon, my all in all. Get up, get up. Whoa, power. And you're right. And you're right. Walk with him. He'll do all you need him to do. He'll put shelter over your head. Won't he do it? Put money in your pocket. Won't he do it? He'll heal your body. Won't he do it? Just walk with him.
Yes, sir.
This is not a temporary walk.
Come on now.
It is a walk to the end. For the text says, he does walk with God 300 years and live 365 years. And Methuselah lived longer than any other man.
But after his death, you go to chapter 6 of Genesis. Destruction came.